But the ultimate goal when you're visioneering something is to actually build out a team of people who has their own unique skill sets. And they're really good at, but I find people don't know what their skill sets are. So it's like you're good at some things, but I need you to do this right here. I need you to help us make money. I need you to help us produce. I need you to take care of the customers. I need you to do this. Okay? Now, how good are you at this? And a lot of people put people in spots that they're not good at. It's like, hey, you're not that good at technology, but you're in charge of communicating with all the customers. Okay? Now, one more thing, and then we're going to take a break. Lunch. Our goal is to wake up and move from A to B. A high value of your time are specific things you do that move you toward your B. A low value of your time is anything you participate in that's got nothing to do with your B. Everybody see that? Okay? Now, the last exercise before we take a break. We go there in the mind before we go there in the body. All things are created twice, first mentally, then physically. I was 25 years old. I went back and I spoke at a banquet at Woodbury Grammar School. That's where I was a coach. And I remember enjoying, they paid me $250. And I remember enjoying planning that talk because I was coaching kids. And I wasn't out talking to adults yet. And I spoke for about 20 or 30 minutes. And a guy who's a football coach there, a little bitty dude, walked up to me and he said, you could do this. I said, do what? He said, go around the world, speak and coach people. And I'm like, and he said, the circuit. You could go on the circuit. And I'm like, what circuit? Like, what are you talking about? He said, you know, you could make a lot of money traveling around the world. And then he said these two words, like Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz was the head coach at Notre Dame. And so I go, And I went home that night and I looked online, Lou Holtz. And I said, what is Lou Holtz doing? He's writing books. He's speaking. He's the head coach at Notre Dame. I'm not at Notre Dame, but I am coaching. I need to be writing books like Lou Holtz's. And then I looked down in the corner, it said speaking fee. This was, you know, yeah, the 90s. Said $100,000 to give a 1 hour talk. And I go, I can definitely do this. If I can do anything, it's talk. Now, and my daughter, if you talk to her while she's here, she could definitely do that too. So I hope she takes it all the way. Now, here's my point. I didn't think about this life until that dude said that to me. And he looked at me and said, you got a talent. You can do it at a bigger level. He didn't even know he was saying it to me like that. But I went home and it opened my mind to bigger possibility. And so I just started studying it. What is Lou Holtz doing? How does he talk? I started watching his presentation. What did he write a book about? I'm like, I can write a book. I can do what he's doing. And I just started doing it. Right? And I still remember when a person came to me and said, I'd like for you to coach my team. And it was a little plant up in Woodbury. They made boats. I don't remember the name of it. You guys know what a little boat, what is it? Crane. Or, you know, they made these boats and dude said, I want you to come speak to my people. And he said, how much would it cost me? And I had no idea what to say. And I said, $350. And he said, done. And I was like, well, shoot, I should ask for a lot more money. But here's what I thought. Man, I'm making $100 an hour. I'm making over $100 an hour to do what I love doing, which is coach people. And it opened my mind to, man, maybe I could do this at a bigger level. Everybody see that? Now, fast forward to 2018, I spoke at 10X to 10,000 people, Mandalay Bay. We did $250,000 in the first hour that I spoke. Within 1 hour. It's $250,000 in 1 hour. And then we made $1 million over the next year for me speaking on that one stage. Where did it all start? It all started with that one dude telling me, you can do this. Then it started by me taking actions. You see where I'm going? I didn't sit on that. So some of you have been told something like you're good at this. You need to be doing this, right? And maybe you don't believe it, so you don't do anything with it. You don't go get the coaching you need. You don't go get the people you need. You don't take an action toward it. And so you just keep doing what you're doing. And it's like, this ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be playing up here at this level. I'm supposed to be doing this. Okay? And I don't know what that is for everybody in this room. But there's something. And it's going to take some action and courage and a lot of prayer drive. It's going to take a lot of prayer drive. Okay? Because a lot of people don't want to do the work that it takes to really get to that level. The years and years and years of practice and sacrifice. So I'm going to ask one question, two questions here before we go to lunch. I want you to write these out. What were the top three things that worked for you this year? Okay, I did four virtuals, Jim, virtual summits, right? And we did a half a million off every virtual I did in sales. That was for me to coach here at the lodge virtually. No planes, not away from my kids, no hotels. That worked. So I'm like, how do we do that again? So I did one. I said, how do we do another? So what worked for you? And I want you to put the top three things, like these three things really worked. And then over here, I want you to put, there's three things, man, that it did not work. And I don't really want you to think, why are we doing this? Because it ain't working. Okay, now, Brandon, I was with Doug Wood just a few weeks ago at my house in Florida. And here's what he said. The way I built this business, you can't build the business today the way I built it when I built it. You see where I'm going? He said, even 2 years ago, it ain't the same today. So when we're having that discussion at dinner one night, I'm like, well, then why are people still doing it the same way? You like, if it ain't working, we can't see the picture when we're inside the frame. So sometimes you need a person to come along and go, hey, it ain't working. The way we're working ain't working. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. So when he said that to me, I'm like, you know, if we're still doing, you know, if I went back to coach today, I couldn't coach today the way I did back then. Number one, I'd probably be in federal prison. Because you can't push the kids today like I pushed them back when I was at Riverdale. I mean, we brought them in at 4:30 in the morning. We pushed those kids hard. Like today, parents, there ain't no way I could coach the kids today. Am I right, Jeff? The way I did 15, 20 years ago. And I think those kids are tougher because of it, by the way. Now, but my point is, I couldn't go back today and coach that way. It just probably wouldn't work today. So I want you to really ask yourself right here, what are you doing that just ain't working? And be honest. Just confront it and say, man, it ain't working. Okay, so take a second right now and write those two things down. What worked and what did not work? We're supposedly in a recession. Today's Friday. Go down to Nashville tonight and see what kind of recession we're in. Go down to downtown Nashville on a Friday night. See what kind of recession we're in. Get on an airplane and go somewhere where it's completely full. Now, is it harder to sell something today than it was 6 months ago? Yes. It's going to be harder for the title people and the insurance people maybe. The real estate people for sure. The mortgage people. But it doesn't mean that people are not buying. It just means you got to get more creative in how you go out there and create opportunity. Still available. It's just who's going to go out there and do the thing. So you may say, well, this worked last year, but it ain't working this year. This worked 6 months ago, but it's not working right now. Okay? And as a basketball coach, I would try strategies, and if they didn't work, I didn't keep doing them. I would literally change very quickly. It's like, that don't work. Let's quit, throw it out. Then I'd go to something else. Then I would keep going until I found something that worked. I never would just throw my hands up and go, well, you know, we're just going to get beat tonight. But that's what a lot of business people do. They're like, you know, hey, it ain't working. It's not going to work. And they don't do anything. They don't make any improvements they never look at it. They never look at their strategies. They never do any of these things, guys. So for you, part of this shift from year to year is throwing out things that ain't working and adding and focusing on things that do work. I know when I get in front of people, good things happen.